So good morning everyone. My name is Nitish and I'm working as a support escalation engineer with Microsoft. I have had delivered a lot of sessions in past on Team Foundation Server. I've been working on this product for over 9 years now. And as you can see, last week we covered some of the new features in the Kanban. We just talked about, you know, what exactly the Team Foundation Server is used for, what are the collaboration challenges. Then we talked about slide, you know, which tells you wherein the Team Foundation Server fits in and how Visual Studio Online has further increased the capabilities and integrated with Azure. Then we started with changes in the Kanban, Swimlines, and the other features that has been introduced in the work item, project rename. You can query the work item with current iteration. All those things we looked. Now, where we stopped was we just gave a quick introduction of build vNext. You know, what is your build actually, and what it does. What are the design change that has been introduced? As in, it has become cross-platform now. Customization is easy, and all those things. So I just started showing you how you can register the agent on TFS on-prem using PowerShell, and how they have changed the PowerShell command to CMD if you are using a Windows platform in Visual Studio Online. So because of the time constraint, we left it there. And so this is where we're going to start from. So I'll just start with my demo. I guess we have another 1 minute before we start. So I guess we are on time, so let's start. Let me just open my recorded demos. And if you have any questions or anything you would like to ask, you know, you can just unmute yourself and ask me, because unfortunately I'll be in full screen, so I may not be able to see your ping, or unless Jackie tells me that, you know, if you have any questions. I hope we give some times for Q&A session. Otherwise, I will ping you my email ID. I already did last week. You are more than welcome to, you know, ask any questions that you have over email and at any point of time related to anything in TFS. Now, with that being said, let's start where we left from. So what we left from is that I told you how to register an agent, and so how you can download the agent, how you can register it. So I'm just going to start with that demo again. So let me know if, in case you are not able to see my screen. So this is the recorded demo. So what we did here is we have created, yeah, last time we spoke about the agent pools, you know. Now in Team Foundation Server build vNext, first thing you need to do is, there is no controller concept. You need to do is, you can create your new pool, or if you want, you can use a hosted pool which is hosted on Azure, or you can use a default pool. So here what I did was, I went ahead and I created a pool called Nitish build pool, and then I hit on the download agent. Now when I hit on the download agent, it's gonna download a zip file which you can extract, and these will be the content of the zip file. So what I'm gonna do here is, I will be opening a command prompt using administrator privileges, and then I'm gonna run a file called configureagent.cmd to configure and register my agent. So this is what we started with in the last series, but for those of you who were not there, I'm just gonna, you know, start it from the beginning this demo, and then we will take it forward, like how you register the agent, how you queue the build, then how you deploy it to Azure portal. So when you're gonna click on configureagent.cmd, it's gonna ask you your server name, your agent name, and all these things. It is giving you this prompt because previously I tried fiddling with the server. So I click on yes, and it's asking me for the enter the name of this agent. Now it can be any name. You can give any name, you know, you can give your name or any name that you wish for. So I gave Nitish agent. Then it's going to ask me for the Team Foundation Server URL. So I'm going to give my Visual Studio Online URL, since I'm using The name has been changed now to Visual Studio Team Services, so or VSO you can call it. So it's https://nitishnagpal.visualstudio.com. Now it asks me against which pool I want to configure my agent. I can either set default pool or the pool that I have created. So I will say Nitish build pool. Then it's going to ask me the work folder for this agent. Default is the user profile path. And whether you want to use as a Windows service, I said yes. And whether you want to use the machine account for a logon build account, I chose machine account. And you see when I click on yes here, it took me to Microsoft account where I need to authenticate with my Hotmail account so that, you know, it confirms that I have access to that particular URL that I gave initially, which is https://nitishnagpal.visualstudio.com. So once it authenticates, you're going to get the message that your agent has been configured successfully. So you see the configuration is successful now. So my agent has been configured. Now if I go back here and if I hit on the pool that I created, you see the agent has been registered here with that pool. And here you will be seeing all the capabilities that agent will identify on the machine where you are registering it. And you can see the capabilities of hosted pool also. So here I have created an interesting demo where for some reason I was getting some errors because of some capabilities missing, because in this machine I didn't have Visual Studio installed. And there were some warnings also I'll show you related to the framework. So how I overcome them by adding the capabilities also I'll show it to you. So you can add capabilities to the agent. Are you guys able to hear me? Am I audible?
Yeah, hello? We're all able to hear you.
Okay, great.
Just as a quick question, since you took a break.
Yeah, go ahead. Please go ahead.
One big blocker I have, I've been talking about in the chat window, is I have some builds that need to interact with the desktop. They cannot run as a service.
Mm-hmm.
How, there was documentation, for example, about how to set up auto login and automatically have the service run.
So,
I cannot accomplish that with VNex, and I cannot find any Microsoft documentation which the client requires.
Very good question. So if you want to use the build interactively, you need to configure the build service in the interactive mode, not in the Windows service mode.
Correct.
Like
somebody logs off, reboots the machine.
Mm-hmm.
There needs to be instructions provided about how to have it automatically restart without human intervention.
Exactly. That's right. But I think it's having some problem. So yesterday we were having a product pipeline meeting where, you know, users wanted to configure the agent as interactive and wanted to use it for coded UI testing. So they had some issues which they said that they are going to fix in the cumulative update. So I'll send you the user voice link as well. You can mention it there, or I'll take it offline with you.
I need a solution that works for 2015 RTM for an existing client. I'll let you get back to your presentation, but this is on the chance list. We can continue there.
Definitely, and thanks again for the feedback, because I'm going to have a meeting with the product team after this session, so I can bring it up there. I'm not sure if they have fixed it in update 2 or not, but I can check with them. Okay. Okay, thanks a lot. So coming back to my demo, what I have done is I have just registered the agent and I have shown you, you know, how you can configure the agent. Now this is my home page where I have created two, three projects. One of the projects is Nitish Build Demo. And this is a Git team project that I have created, in which there is a Git repo where I have added a normal project. I think it's a console application that I have added, which I'm going to build. So first, what I want to show is once you register your agent, and if you go to services.msc, you will be seeing your agent registered at Visual Studio service with the login account which you have chosen. So in this case, it's VSO agent, and it's running under network service account. So this is where you can confirm. And one more thing I wanted to mention, you can register as many agents as you want, and you can use them across the projects and across the team project collection also by defining it in the option. And these are the capabilities of the hosted agent that I'm showing you here. So that will be available only when you are using Visual Studio Online. Now, coming back to my agent pool, I can compare the capabilities, and if there are anything missing, or if you want, like I didn't have Visual Studio installed here. So I'll show you in the build, you know, what warnings and errors I would be getting and how I overcame them. And other thing is, I'm not having any unit test or anything in my project which I have currently checked in to my Nitish build demo team project in the Git repo. So I'll go to the settings, and as mentioned in my last session, I need to confirm that particular agent that I have registered, that has come at the collection level also, because there was a option for auto provisioning, so it should be showing me at the collection level. So that is a bit tricky to get at the collection level. You hit on the team project first, which you are seeing. You click on the settings, and then from there, you need to hit on the default collection under which your project has been created. And then if you hit on the build or agent queue here, you should be... I think somebody has to mute his mic. So, yeah. Now, this thing, if I hit here, the same thing what I created at a server level has been registered at the collection level also. And if you click on the capabilities, you will see this. You don't see anything in the request because we haven't queued any build as of now. So let me move forward with this demo, and let's go ahead and queue a build here. So I'll come on the build tab, and these are all the build definition. So you can click on plus sign, and it's going to give you multiple options. Now they have included many templates for creating a build definition. So these are the build template if you want to create a Maven build, Xamarin build, Xcode for your Mac. So these templates out of the box you can use. If you want, you can create your empty template, and these are the deployment. We will be looking into the Azure web app today if the time permits, how you can deploy using this particular template. An empty template, if you want, you can just go ahead and use that as well for creating your build definition. Okay. So I'll come here, build. I'll be choosing my Visual Studio template here. Click on next. And that is the new thing. So it's going to ask you the repository. Since mine is a Git team project, I am seeing this repo here. Under that, I am seeing the branches. By default, there is a one branch, master branch. If you want, you can change the agent. I have changed it to my agent. Click on OK here. And this is how my build definition look now. Earlier, if you notice, you will just see visual build and visual test. Now I am seeing NuGet installer, index source, and publish symbol, copying the file, and all this publishing. So two steps were there earlier also, but I was surprised when I was creating a demo. They have changed it now. Now, the problem what I face initially is, if you go ahead and remove these two NuGet installer and other templates, you might be facing issues in compiling the build. But I learned it hard way. So you go to Visual Studio build. You will be selecting your solution file, which is a must parameter you have to give. So I have opened my Git repo. In my Git repo, I have two projects. I can choose either build demo solution, or I have created another project also. I'll show you changing that solution. So I'll hit here again and say if I want to compile this project, Nitish build demo project, I will be selecting this SLN file. Click on OK here. And if I want to give some argument, I can give this. This is the advanced option where you can define your MS build architecture, whether you want to use x86 or x64, or which version of which. And which version of... If someone has any questions, can you mute your mic, please, if it's not? Okay. So this is the important parameter here, Visual Studio version that you need to choose. So in case you are not having 2015 on your machine or your older machine, if you are having older version, you can select that version. And this is the control option. You need to take a call, you know, whether you want to continue running your build even on error, or if you want to stop and make the build fail when you receive any error. So that option you can check from here. And same thing for the Visual Studio test step also. If you want, you can enable the code coverage here. If you want to run the test in parallel, provided you have multiple agents configured, you can do that. If your test machine is having the older version of Visual Studio, you can just come here and you can select the older version and you can save it. And there are other options also, you know, you can select the reporting and same thing, control option. You can choose whether you want to run it or error or not. So let's go ahead and queue this build. And this is important thing, platform. So these comes from the variables basically. So these are the out of the box variable provided to you in the build definition. If you want, you can add your own variable also. I'll show it to you. So build configuration currently, I could have chosen debug also. Currently I'm just running a release build. If I want, I can just add debug parameter here. Build platform I have chosen as any CPU. If you want to add variable, you can just go ahead and add those variable also. So let me just quickly fast forward it because we have a lot to cover. So I'll just be contented with these parameters and I'll just go ahead and save my build definition. And I'll show you how it's gonna error out and how I solved it. So let me just... And you can just manually queue. You can put the triggers also. I'll show it to you. So what I did was, the mistake I did, I went ahead and I deleted the steps. I thought I will be just be good with the two steps here. And I came here in the journal and I confirmed that the build is going to be running from my agent queue here. So instead of hosted, I made sure that Nitish build pool which I created is there. And this is where you can define your collection, you know, for which collection, for which project, under which team project collection you are running. So, and these are the demands that depends on the template that you are selecting. If you want to remove the demand of test, you have to delete the test template. And the beauty is now you don't have to make sure that your developers are version controlling your build. Automatically, the different version that you are going to save, that will come in history, and I'll show it to you. Now, these are the demands. So these are the basic requirement, you know, which should be there for your build to run. So now this is being controlled by the steps that you choose in your build definition when you are creating that. Suppose I want to get rid of the demand VS test exists. I just need to remove that step. So let's go here. And since I'm having only one branch, I cannot choose any other branch. Otherwise, at runtime also, I can make changes. If I want to change my build queues, I can change it at runtime as well. If I had more branches, I could fiddle with those or could switch to other branch. If I want to build by a commit ID, in Git, we don't have change set. We have commit IDs. I can build it by commit ID also. I can mention it here. And variables, if I want to add, I can add it at runtime also. So I'll hit on OK here. So this is where you can change the build number and all those things I've shown, the format. So one thing I want to mention here while recording this, I was trying to hit OK here, but it was not queuing the build. So first time when I tried this, it gave me a message that, you know, your agent is missing the capability. Second time when I was recording the demo, it was just hitting OK, but it was not building anything. So what I did was, I came back here, and I added the capabilities. So I'll show it to you one second. I hit here. It was not going through, so I hit on cancel here. Then I realize that I am getting that message because my agent is not having the capabilities of Visual Studio. See this? I'm hitting on OK. It's not letting me go through when I have selected this Nitish build pool cube. So I went ahead and I selected hosted and I click on OK. And to my surprise, I was able to build my project successfully. If you see in the hosted. So then I realized that, you know, maybe I think when I was registering this particular agent, I might have missed something because initially I was getting an error. So what I did was, I went ahead, let me just fall forward it. I went to the hosted capabilities of the agent and I copied two capabilities in the notepad and I added to my build pool. See this. So this is the capabilities. So first capabilities name is Visual Studio. This is the location. And the second capabilities is name is VS Test. And this I have copied it from my hosted agent. And I have added it to the agent that I have created. This is how you copy. You can copy any capabilities which are missing there and you can add to your hosted pool. Paste it here. So the after adding these two capabilities, when I tried queuing my build with my own agent, I'll show you what it shows. Let me fast forward it further. So now I will queue the build. Now if I hit on OK, I think it should run. Now you see, it will show you, still it will show you the error. So these are the steps that you can see. See, if you will see here, you will be seeing, I'll show you those warning again. So build failed. So one of the error messages I got, though I was able to queue this time, it was not giving me the error message that you don't have the Visual Studio capability or something. But it gave me an error that, you know, you don't have tasks for your test. So instead of debugging it, what I did was, so you see this. Though I have added the Visual Studio capability here, this is the beauty. You can click on the build log and you will be seeing the error message in different colors. So it's saying that, you know, Visual Studio version 14.0 is not found, looking for the latest version. Try installing the supported version. And for MS Cori.lib also is giving the warning because reference assembly is not up to date. So, but it will not error out. Currently it's erroring out because I didn't have any testing capability here. So I realized that and I went ahead to my build definition, added that, see this. And I went ahead and I deleted it, click on edit. And I deleted the Visual Studio test capability here. The step here, sorry, since I didn't have any test project. And before saving the build, I gave some commands just to make sure that, you know, when I am coming back, I should be able to compare it in the history if I need to see, you know, who made what changes. So I hit end and save OK here. Now I will try queuing the build and let's see if it succeeds or not. So my build definition has been edited. I will come to cube build and I will click on OK. Now I just want to run a release build, not a debug build. So I remove that parameter at runtime. Hit on OK here. Now this is the new thing. Now there is no orchestration behind the XAML and everything. Whatever you will see from the MS build command, if you will run that, everything you will see here. So in the yellow color, in the purple color, it will show you the warning and all those things. So the build has been succeeded. Now, but you will still see that, you know, it is giving warning relating to your framework because the framework was not of the latest version. So it's telling you your MS Query lib is not of the latest version. You should install the SDK and all those things. Now, surprisingly, if I'll use the hosted agent, which is being there in the Microsoft data center, I won't be getting any of these warnings, and which I'm getting because I had to upgrade my machine. So intentionally, I recorded the demo to show you, you know, this is how you can capture the warnings and this is how you can fiddle around and debug your builds. See this. Framework version was not found and all those things is going to show you here. So let me just fast forward it here and continue queuing the build with the hosted agent pool. And if I queue it now, you will not see any error here. No warnings, nothing. It will be clean, you know, it will just go fine. So notice these different parameters you can fill around here. You can get the sources from your Git repo. This is the build solution and this is a new thing that they have introduced, finalized reports. So here no warning related to framework, nothing because it's a hosted agent. Looks clean, the output looks clean here. And if you want to look into each and every step, you can hit on that. And you can find out, you know, what went in each and every steps. If you don't want to download the logs, you can just download the logs and save. If you want to edit the build definition, you can edit that. You know, if you want to tag your build definition for searching, you can do that. These are the different options. And if you want to have your XAML builds also, you can have those also if you have upgraded your server and you can run it side by side. So this is how you can download the log, open the logs, and if you click on the folders, you will be seeing all the steps that was showing in the console in the text file. You can fiddle around and debug it. And this is where you will be seeing your history of your builds, you know, what has been completed, what is remaining, all these things, various version number. So let me just fast forward it a bit. So this is how you can do the tagging. If you want to add a tag to the build, you can just go ahead and add a tag. This is the code where you're seeing your repositories and all those things. Now, option, this is the important thing that they have introduced. If you want to run your multi-configuration build, as in, you know, if you want to run, now this is being driven by the variables that you add. So if you want to run the builds for your configuration and your build platform simultaneously in parallel, provided you have multiple agents, you can do that. If you want to create a work item on failure, you can create that. I have shown that in the other demos also. I'll show it to you. Now, these are the variables. Out of the box, the variables are these build configuration, build platform. If you want to add a variable, you can hit on the add button, and you can add your own variable. And those things, then you have to pass it on the options. Let me just fast forward it. I think these are self-explanatory things. So repository, because it's a Git repository, you can select that. And if you want to make sure that your workspace, your agent work folder should be clean with every build, you can select that. By default, it is false. If you want to label your sources, you can do that. And what I have done here is I just went ahead and added one more variable here. And I can just mask it also. So currently I have just changed it, saved it, and this is how you can add your variable. So I have just added a FTP password. Anyways, that won't be of much use because once it is on your server, it will get deciphered. But if you want, you can add the password here, and there is an option of masking it. And, you know, you can, this could be one of the criteria when you are running your build. So this is how you can add your variables here. Now, let me just quickly fast forward. So see, every changes that I am making to the build definition, I have been given an option to run the, provide the command so that it is version controlled. Now, if I want to change the trigger, I can change the trigger as a continuous trigger. I can define the branch for which the check-in with each every commit the build should happen. Currently, I'm having a master branch, so I'm just seeing the one branch. If I had more branches, I could have seen those branches. Now, there is a gated build concept in Git has been introduced. I'll show you that also in the demo, that how you can, you know, make sure that your build doesn't fail. Now, if you want to add the schedule also, you can add that schedule tab also here. You can add multiple schedule, like for one of the 5 days, I am defining that my build should run at a particular time. And for the weekends, I will define a different time. So this is how you can. So currently, there are only two options provided for the trigger in Visual Studio Online. One is a continuous integration trigger. One is a scheduled build trigger. So you define the schedule here. And you can include the branches also, which branch should be used for running the scheduled build. Like I have defined here, my build should run at 10 a.m. for these days in a week, for Monday to Friday. And for the remaining 2 days, I want to run it at a different time. So I can just click ahead and add one more thing here. So let me just fast forward it. So see this, I have added one more thing here. So I can just uncheck the days and check the days that I want. So no brainer. Sunday and Saturday, I want to run the schedule bit at a different time. So normally I am wanting at a 3 a.m. Sunday, I want it at 10. So I can save. And these, this is where you can just go ahead and change your retention policies. So everything that possibly you could do in the XAML build can be done now through these tabs. So by default, the retention policy is 10 days. I'll just go ahead and change it to 5 days or something. So you can just click on that arrow. You can change the days that you want to keep the build. And you can save that. Now, this is the important thing. I'll just go back here. Now, if you're not sure, it's important that, you know, initially, if you want, you can just save your build as a draft. So what I've done here is, I was not sure of the retention policies, so I just went ahead and saved my build as a draft initially. Only when, you know, I made up my mind, I can just publish it to the server. So this was a new thing that I wanted to show. So you hit on publish draft, click on OK. You can give the command also here. So you can save your build as a draft also if you don't want to publish it or if you want to change something, you know, before you make a decision. Click on OK. Now that draft has been published to the server. Now these are the retention things. Now I can go ahead and, you know, if I want to add the build steps, I can add, because I remove those steps if I think that, you know, I need to add some deployment steps, some testing steps and all, I can add it from here. Now the last point here is history before we start with our web build definition, and I'll show you how you can deploy it. So in this history, see, we didn't use any version control checking or anything. Automatically it will take care of, you know, saving the different version. If you want, you can do undo, you can revert to the previous version. And the beauty is the diff tool that we use in our source control, that particular diff tool, you can use it to compare the builds. So any two builds you can select and you can compare the changes, you know, what happened at that particular time. So you see that initially I was having these steps, NuGet and all these steps when I chose my template. Later I deleted those, so those are being highlighted here in my left hand side panel. And this is how you can compare the changes, you know, using a diff tool. Like if you select another two, it will show you that the triggers were added and we set up a FTP password. If I hit on a history here. See this. So we'll see here, initially the trigger was not there. We went ahead and added that trigger. And we set the FTP policy, we changed the retention policy. Everything you can see in the DevTool. So that's the beauty, that's the amazing feature that they have introduced now. Now, all I've done is I've queued those build again. I am seeing the warning because my framework is not upgraded. If I queue it with the agent, I won't be seeing the warning. Now with that, I am done with my initial demo. Now in the second demo, I will show you how, from the inception, how you create a Git repo and how you create a MVC application with testing and how you can build it with all the build steps, and then I'll show you how you can deploy it to the Azure. So what I do is I log into my Visual Studio Online account. I go to my account and I see the projects here which I have created. I select one of the projects and I hit on the code here. So what I'm going to create is, just to make sure that it's not that messy, I'm going to create another server Git repository. So Git repository can be created at server side or client side. So I create a new Git repo at server. I gave name as Nitish Web Build. And I click on create. If you guys want, you can contact Alan Lee for my Git sessions, which I gave last year, if you want more concept. So this is the new repo that I created. This is how it's going to look. So I'll copy this, the new Git repo path, and I need to open my Visual Studio client. And first I have to clone this repository so that I can add code to that and then publish it back to the server. So I came to my Visual Studio and I make sure that it is connected to my Visual Studio Online VSO account or Visual Studio Team Services account. So this is for the GitHub. So if you are using GitHub, you can click on clone here. But I am not using GitHub, I am using VSO. So I'll come here, local Git repository. I'll mention the server URL of Git repository which I have created just now and the local path and click on clone. So my repository is cloned locally. That is, I can now add code to my local Git repository and publish it to the server. So I'll click on create a new project or solution for my new Git repo. You will see in the location, the Git repo has already come, which is C user Adam source repo Nitish Web. I'm running under a Adam user profile. That's why the Git repo by default gets created. I will just select a ASP.NET MVC MT project here. And I will choose the option of add to source control here and hit on OK. And this is, I've chose the MVC. Now, I could have chosen the option of host in the cloud. It would have created a PowerShell, but I want to show it manually first, how you can host it to the cloud. That's why I have unchecked it. So what I'm doing is I'm adding a unit test also to my MVC web application. I click on OK here. So it's going to create a project. Let me fast forward it a bit. So this is my website has been created. Now it is under the Git repo. I need to commit those changes. This is an empty MVC website. So these are the unit tests that has been created, index, about, and all those things by default. Because I wanted to run unit test task also in my build definition, I created this unit test project with my ASP.NET and MVC project. And this is a view where if you want to add anything, you can add. And you can just commit your web application first to your, do a local commit to your local Git repo and then publish it to the server. So let me just fast forward it. I'll right click the solution, come to source code and hit on commit. And whatever is excluded, I can include those things also if I commit it to my Git repository. So we'll be seeing included changes and excluded changes. I'll commit those. And you see local commit has been done. Now I'll push. When I hit on the push, it will push to my server git repository that I have created. So it is pushing the current branch. Now if I'll go to my Visual Studio Online, and if I go to my server git repo, I will see all the code has been published in my Nitish build demo server git repository. You see, this is the new repository that I created. Sorry, Nitish web. So I need to switch the repository. Nitish web repository, and you will see the content has already been come here. That means it has come in my git server git repo. Now from here, I will be creating a build. Now remember one thing, in the build vnext, whatever you do, even if you try to do it from Visual Studio, it will eventually come to web. But XAML you can still pretty much handle from the web. So let's just create a new build definition now. So I'll come back to my project here. Code. This is my new git repo, and this is the web application which has been checked in, and by default there is just one master branch. I'll hit on the build tab, and I'll be creating a new build definition. I'll hit on the plus sign here. It's going to create a new build definition. I can choose any of the templates that I want. I'll just go ahead and choose the Visual Studio template here. Later I'll choose the default deployed template also, and I'll show it to you. It is going to create my new build definition and asking for the repo. By default, it's showing Nitish build demo repo. I need to switch to Nitish web repository that I have created, cloned it locally, and then push the code. And it's just having a master branch. So I'll choose that master branch, and I have checked the continuous integration check. Create. Now, if you see that, though I have created this build definition, I didn't change my agent pool is showing on hosted, which I'll change it later. So these are the steps which has come. As mentioned in my last demo also, first thing you need to do is you need to mention your solution file here. So I'll click on web application solution file. And then you can define the various parameter, what version of Visual Studio you want to use. Do you want to use 2015, 2013? How do you want to run your builds and all those things? So here also I'll just go with the default settings. And these are the other steps like index, source, and publish server. If you are having any, PDB server, you can publish file here. This copy file to the intermediate folder. And publish build certificates also. I'll show you how by default it publish. The drop location would be on the server. I'll show you how you can change the drop location and make it as a UNC thing. And this is where if you want to add a variable and all those things you can do. And this things we already discussed. Repository. Again, I have created a new repository. I'll make sure that it is there. Now, if you see in journal at creation time, I didn't change the host queue. Now, after coming here, I can change it to the app pool that I created. And I'll just go ahead and save it. And this is where, if you want, you can just change your retention or whatever. So I'll just give an initial name, and I will queue my build definition for my ASP.NET MVC site. And this is how it's going to look. So I gave a comment as first. You can give anything. I gave as first queue comment. Queue this and click on the okay. And one more thing I wanted to mention here, if you want you can add additional demand, or if you want to run it for the debug build also, you can change the build configuration here. I am currently running it for the release build. In the next demo, I'll show you the run for the both debug and the release build. So I have kicked in my build. It's a manual queue. So even if you are setting up a CI integration and all, first thing, just to make sure your build goes successful, as a thumb rule, you should do a manual queue of the build. I'll show you in the demo of the CI build also. So see the all the steps. It's getting sources from your Git master repo, the server repo. Then it will go to the nuget. Then it's going to build the solution. And since we are having a test unit test project also, it will be using the test assembly step. and the publish symbol path is not going to use it. That's why we have, you know, put that check on error also. It will just continue. And then it's going to copy file to a staging folder, and eventually it's going to drop everything on the server. So this is the beauty, you know, everything, whatever is happening in the behind, you can just see each and every step. It's completely transparent and nothing is orchestrated here. So see this. And if you get any error, any warnings, you will be seeing it in different colors. You can debug it, or if you couldn't figure out at that particular time, later you can download the logs, I can look into that, or you can hit on each and every steps and you can play around with that. This is dropping my artificates, and with that build will be successful. And then I'll show you how you can change your drop folder also, and then we will look into the continuous integration build. And post that, I will show you how you can deploy your build to Azure using an integration with Visual Studio Online, as well as using a step called Web Deploy. So your build has completed successfully here. You can look into the logs if you want. And you can switch to the console. You can hit on each and every steps, and you can see everything, your test assemblies, whether your test has been completed or not. Symbol path is not applicable here. Showing it in blue. If you have a symbol server, you can publish your PDB servers. This is where it's gonna copy your file to the staging folder. If you want, you can define your own staging folder, and eventually it's gonna drop it. This. Now in the next demo, what we are going to do is we will be running a CI build. Sorry if I'm hurrying. Any questions, you can let me know afterwards, but I just want to make sure that we finish on time. So I have come back to my ASP.NET MVC application. Now since we have put the trigger on the build, what I'm going to do is I'll just make a change in my home page, and I'll make sure that, you know, that change, when I commit to my master branch in my server git repo, it should automatically trigger the build, and I'll show you how it's going to happen. You come to your Source Control Explorer. You put the changes and you go to changes tab. Like I have made a change. I have just changed a heading. ASP.NET Nitish CI changes. This is what I have written in my ASP.NET homepage. Now I will come to my, save this, come to my Team Explorer, go back to the home page, hit on changes, and will commit that change. Click on changes here. You saw there is a one change in index.html file. I will just enter the comment. Testing continuous integration build, anything you can add. Now you have an option, either you can commit locally or you can click commit and push, and it will directly commit to the server repository. So this is what I have done. Now I will quickly come to my Visual Studio Online and I will hit on the queue build. Let me just fast forward it. And if these are the completed build, if I hit on a queue build, you will see a CI build has been triggered. So come back here. Click on the queue build. You see this sign also here. This build is currently going on, and this I have not scheduled it manually. This has happened due to changes that I have committed in my check-in. So if I double click on that, I will see the build happening and it's about to complete. This is a continuous integration trigger build. And it has completed successfully. Same steps, build has been succeeded. Let's fast forward it and I'll show you how you can change the drop location here. And if you want, you can run it for your debug and release also. So this is where you define your index server on this publish certificate. So by default, you see certificate type is server. So I'll just change it locally and I'll show you. And I did a blunder also here while creating a demo. And this is, I'm just showing multi-configuration. So I'm defining, I'm going to run build on parallel for my build platform as well as for my build configuration. But the parallel build, it will execute only if I had multiple agents. In case of one agent, it will execute one after the another. So in that manner, it's not going to help. So let's go here, fast forward, and on the publish certificates, let me just fast forward it further. Yeah. Any CPU trigger, fast forward it. I want to show you one more thing here. Yeah, so what I have done here is certificate type, I have changed from server to file share. Now I did a blunder here. Though I changed it to the file share, I created a folder. I didn't provide the NTFS write, reads and write to my local service account under which my build Windows service is running. So I saw an error which I was able to debug it. I'll show it to you. So what I did was I changed that drop folder from server to file share. I went ahead and created a drop folder here. If I right click, I can create a drop folder. And I added local admin, but I didn't add that particular account under which context my build service was running. So it failed, giving me some error which gave me a clue that perhaps I should have added that account also. So currently the user with which I am logged in is added here. So I will just add that administrator and I'll copy the UNC path. I'll put it in my build definition. I'll make sure my drop location is shared. Copy this thing. Let me fast forward it. So I have still not added my local service account and I'll run the build and it will fail. So you see that in the path, certificate type, I have changed it to file share and the path has been changed to the UNC path and I will save my build and try to queue it. Leave a comment here. Okay. Queue new build and you will see it will error out because permission were not there for the account under which my build service was running. So it will fail. It should fail. See this, the build failed. Now this is the beauty, you know, you can just look into the logs here, fiddle around what is the reason. So I just looked into the logs, it was giving me not exactly the same error message, but some error message that, you know, it is not able to publish to the build drop folder like this, creating path, build drop. And this caused the job to fail. Look at the logs, then I fiddled around, that gave me a clue that, you know, I should have. See this, I looked into the logs. I found a similar error related to build drop that, you know, rang a bell that, you know, perhaps I have not given the NTFS permission for my local service account. So this is how you can do the basic debugging. So might not give you the exact error message, but with experience and with debugging, you can understand things, what basic permission should be here. So I again went back to my drop folder. And I made sure that my local service account is added there. And then I queued the build again and this time it was successful. I made sure it has read-write writes here so that it should be able to drop the binaries. Clicked on close here. Queued the build again. Queue new build. Click on OK. And now you will see the build goes successful. And I should be able to show you the drops, the data or the DLL assemblies that the build drops. Now if you see here, the build has been successful. Now if I go to the drop folder which I created, I can see all the things there. Hit on the drops, sorry, build drop. And if you go on drop web application, you see this is what has been built and these are my release assemblies that I was able to successfully drop to my file share rather than the server share. And if you want to see your test result, you can see in this bar whether it has completed or not. Again, if you want to do the editing of the build, you can do that. If you want to change the stuff, add variables, you can add that also, like I showed you previously. Now, what I have done is I have changed the build configuration to debug and release. Earlier I was just running it for a release build. Now I'll go ahead and queue the build and you will see that it is running for both debug and queue. So it's first running any CPU debug. And this is how you can just change the parameter. And if you want, you can run it for your hosted agent also. This has completed successfully. So with that, now I will start how you can publish it to your Windows Azure. We hope to complete it. Let's see, there are three more demos. Let's start with this. So same thing I am using for my ASP.NET MVC site, but if you see here, you click on the plus sign here, instead of selecting a build template, I have hit on deployment template. Now, we are not deploying cloud services, we are deploying Azure Web App. So we will select that, Azure Web App. Click on Next. And it's going to create a new build definition. We'll use the same repository. And this time it's going to we'll choose the same thing. We'll hit on create. We will choose the agent pool as Nitish pool, and it's gonna add a new more step which is called your deploy step. So you see this Azure Web App deployment. Now important thing to note here is if you click on your Visual Studio build step, in your MS build argument there has been automatically the switches added here, p deploy on build true, p web publish method package, p package a single file, skip valid configuration, all these things have been added which will help us to deploy it to the Azure. Now the very important thing you need to do is you need to fill the parameter in the Azure web deployment. Now to do so, you should be having a account in the Microsoft Windows Azure portal, and that account should be linked through the service endpoints. I'll show you how you can establish that integration, and then we're gonna create an empty site in Azure portal and we'll publish this MVC site to that Azure portal site. There is one more method of doing it, I'll show you that also. So this is a build vnext type method. So you click on Azure web app deployment. Now it's gonna ask you for a Azure subscription, your web app name and all these things. Now to establish that thing, what you need to do is you need to set up a connection here. So you come back on your Visual Studio, you need to come to your collection level, you need to hit on the trigger there, you hit on the services tab there, and there you are getting a multiple option to hook your Azure with your build. So you click on new service endpoints here. Here you can choose external, GitHub, Subversion, Azure Classic, Chef, I will go with Azure Classic here. I'll hit here. So it's going to ask whether you want to add credential or certificate based. I will choose certificate based. Now, where you going to get subscription ID, subscription and username from? You need to hit on your Azure. You need to go back to your Azure portal. So I have logged into my Azure portal. There you can get all your subscription files, something by running a get Azure method PowerShell script. Or you can go to your Azure portal. You can get all these details. You can download it in a file and you can put it here. So this is your subscription file, which you can get once you log into your Azure portal. So I'm going to open it. So it will having all the details which I need to enter in my service point. So this is the important thing that you need to know. So you can open it in the Explorer also. So this is my certificate. This is my subscription name and this is my subscription ID. And connection name, I can give whatever I want. I have given as Nitish Azure. So I will copy this stuff here. And go back to my services tab. Let me fast forward it. And I will put everything which I have obtained. I have added my subscription ID, subscription name, and certificate. I have copied all the details from here. This is the certificate. Let me fast forward it. And I have copied the certificate also. I can give whatever connection name that I want to give here. And that will set up the integration between my Visual Studio Online and my Azure site. Click on OK. Now it is set. Now what I need to do is I need to go back to my Azure portal. I need to create a web application. So this is how, if you go to msportalazure.com, your looks like. You can create your new resource group. You can create a web app here. So that's what I'm going to do. So I'll create a new web application here, which is an empty site on web app. You can give the resource group name. You can create a new resource name. You can define which zone it is. I have defined West US zone. And I'm giving the app name and VSO Nitish demo. And I'll just hit on create app and it will deploy it. Let me just fast forward it real quick. So it has created. And I have created a new resource group name. Click on create. Now, this is an empty website with a static page that has been created in my Azure portal. So I'll come back to my Visual Studio Online and I will give the web app name which I have created here. VSO Nitish demo. And I will select the slot which I have defined, which is West US. And then I will save the build and I'll queue the build. And this is important, web deploy app package. By default, it is a website star.zip. If there are more, you can define that. And the most important thing that we have been studying in the demo, you have to select your solution file. I will select my solution file here, web application solution file. Click on OK, and I'll queue the build. Quickly fast forward it, save the build definition, queue it, and you will see a new steps being here, which is your Azure deployment VSO Nitish demo. That is a deployment step that has been added. So it will go successful. I'll just fast forward it. Now, this is successful. And you will see, if you go back to your Azure portal, you will see your web application site has been submitted. So your Azure deployment step has been completed successfully since it's showing green. So your build has been completed. Now, if you come to the web app that we have created, which was showing a static page, now it will be showing your ASP.NET MVC site if you browse it. So if I browse this site, it is showing ASP.NET Nitish CI changes. This is the website which was I was having my VSO. It is in my Azure website now. So this is one way that you can deploy your website. I hope it is clear. Any questions here? Okay, so one last demo and then we are done. I'm not going to take much time. So there is another way. Now I showed you that, you know, you can integrate using putting a service endpoints and using a deploy method. Now if you don't want to use the deploy method, the older way is you go to manage.windowsazure.com, your older site, and you make sure your Visual Studio account is hooked here, Visual Studio team account hooked here. You come to your web app and you have an option of hitting on, integrate it with your source control. So you don't have to use PowerShell anything. You just need to mention your Visual Studio account. Click here, Visual Studio Online as a source code. And I'll just give name here, nitishnagpal.visualstudio.com. And if I am able to authorize it, it is called continuous integration or DevOps. So whatever changes is going to happen in my server Git repo, automatically it will come to Azure portal. I'll click on accept. Now here you don't have to mention any service endpoints, anything. So I'll click on accept. I can select any repository from my Visual Studio Online as a source, and I can click on check. So once that link has been established with your Azure portal, you can, whatever deployment that is going to happen in your server, in your TFS server or VSO, automatically it will come to your Azure portal. Now I will go ahead and navigate to my project in my VSO. I will add some code here, clone the repository. I have created a new MVC file, saved this file here. And you see, once I publish these changes on the server, so let me just fast forward it real quick. Everything has been committed to my local repo and in my server repo. Now, if I create a normal build definition, now remember, here I'm not using any deployment method, any web deploy method. I have just integrated my Azure portal as a source with my VSO. Now, if I click on OK here, you will see whatever is going to happen at my server. Once the site is published on my server, the same site will automatically get to my Azure portal, and whatever changes I keep making, that will get reflected in my Azure portal. This is called continuous integration or continuous deployment. Now my website has been succeeded. You see this? If I go to the Azure portal, it is showing the active deployment happening. That is the continuous integration happening from my VSO. And if I hit on the site, you will see the new site which I created on my ASP.NET in my Team Foundation server has come here. VSO deployment Nitish demo. This has been published to my Azure website. So this is how you set up a continuous integration. So that I queued it manually. Now what I am doing is I am saving the continuous integration trigger. And I'll just make one change to my website, and automatically it will kick in the build. And first is going to publish the result in my Team Foundation server, and from there it's going to publish it to my portal. So you see this? This has been queued. Now once the build completes, if I go to my Azure portal, you see the deployment has started happening on its own. I didn't have to use any web task or anything. I just had to use my source as the last thing. Now see this continuous deployment demo. This is the changes I made. It came to my web portal. So with that, I am done with the demo. Only one last demo I wanted to show, that is how you can set up a Git branch policy. But I guess we are on time. So if you can, we can wait for another 5 minutes. I can go ahead with that demo also. It's going to take 2 minutes, or if you want to wind it up, we will end it here. And if you have any questions, you can ask. Can you guys hear me? Hello? Okay, so shall we continue for the last demo? Okay. Also, I think Jackie can share the poll with you, you know. Okay, I'll continue with the last Git branch demo. So this is the new thing that has been introduced in the Git definition. So what you can do is, what I have done is same Git repo. I'm just having a master branch. I went ahead and I created one more child branch of a master branch. You hit on create branch, one more branch has come. Now by default, whenever you are pushing the code in the branch, it goes. So I'll show you what changes we have done. So first you create a new branch of master branch. You publish that branch to your server Git repo. And then you have to create a pull request. Now I will make it mandatory for master branch to create a pull request before merging a code. I'll show you how you can do that. So I log into my Visual Studio Online account. Make sure that my test branch that I have created out of master branch has been published. Click on the master branch. You see both the branches are there, master and test branch. Okay, now you go to your master branch. There is an option. You go to version control. Select on the master branch here. Now branch policies. Here you can set up a, this is a new thing which we have introduced. So you select that whenever your team member create or update a pull request into master branch is gonna queue the build. Now you can select the queue build, which build you want to select, and you have a different option, you know, whether you want to always queue a build, whether you require older build, or if you don't require a build, or if you block pull request completion unless there is a valid build definition. Now it's just like a gated check-in in TFVC. I will choose an option of block pull request completion here. So I will select this. And if you want, you can link a work item also. And you can put a policy of code review requirement also. So I will put a code review requirement of one pull. And just to save time, I will just mention that, you know, the same current user can approve that pull. If I want, I can choose a set of users also here. So minimum number of reviews I will mention as one. Click on allow. And I will save changes here. Now when I come to my Git repo, by default master branch is selected. Now you'll see if I make any change to my test solution and try to commit it, it will fail and it will give me an error message because of this policy that you have to first do a pull request and then only you should be able to merge. So see, I try to publish the changes after making changes in my master branch and you will be getting an error here. Let me fast forward it. Publish this. Changes. See this. The following error are reported during push. Push to this branch are not permitted. You must use a pull request to update this branch. So I'll go to my VSO and the pull request will be in relation to my test branch. So I'll go here. Let me fast forward it here. Now see if I'm pushing anything to my test branch, it is getting successful because there is no code policy. But my master branch, since it's my release branch, I have put a code policy here. So I go back here. You will see, I'll go to my repository. You see in my master branch, it's showing new pull request. I'll hit here. And it will give me three parameters. First parameter is that I need to what? My build should complete successfully. So there are more option also. If I want to add, first I need to add the reviewer. I have entered nitishnagpal@hotmail.com and then I will make sure my build gets completed and my reviewer has accepted the changes. So you see this. First it will check for the merge conflict. There are no merge conflicts detected. Now no response from the reviewer and build is in progress. So once build completes and I put my response here as a reviewer, since I have put as a current reviewer, then only my check-in will happen. So my build is still running here. So once it completed, I will go back to my pull request just to make to check whether the bill has been completed successfully or not. Because merge conflict has cleared, there were no merge conflict. Now the two parameters I am waiting for. So reviewer, as a reviewer, I went ahead and approved here, but my build is still in progress. Once my build completes, I will be able to hit on complete pull request and it will merge the changes. So my build is still going here. See this queued, still at the last step. Once it has completed successfully, I will come back here. So build is completed. Pull request. Now I will check the pull request. Now pull request is always in relation to C. All the three parameters are completed. Now I'll click on complete pull request. So this is a gated policy. It will not allow the merge to happen and code to check in unless you pass these three parameters. So I'll hit on the complete merge now, and this has taken place. Now with that, I have come to end of the demo. Thanks again for your time and patience.